After 4 months of debate and some late-night deal-making, the final product, a $10.8 billion budget, enjoyed wide bipartisan support. The vote was unanimous in the Senate and nearly as wide in the House, where lead budget writer Mary Jane Wallner praised the two chambers for working together.
And like all compromises, there are things here for all of us to like and things that will disappoint some of us.
The deal restores some funding reductions made last session and increases money for colleges and universities, mental health services, nursing homes, and domestic violence programs. And the plan includes no tax or fee increases, a key for the GOP-controlled Senate. Governor Hassan calls the budget a significant step forward, though it leaves out two of her priorities, a high-end casino and an expansion of the state's Medicaid program. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.